I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. When COVID-19 shut down schools, businesses, and ski resorts back in March, Aspen Skiing Company employees found themselves sitting at home. So they decided to occupy their time by writing and producing an original song. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth explains.
Matt Jones is SkiCo's Mountain Division Chief Operating Officer and the company's CFO. Before that, though, he cut his teeth in the music industry as a tour manager and backup singer. That's one reason he likes to bring a guitar to business presentations. The other reason?
Afterwards, usually a closet musician or two will come up to me and say, oh, you know, I sang in college, or I used to be a professional bass player. And so I've been kind of logging that in my mind.
Those mental notes came in handy during the COVID-19 shutdowns. He recruited four other SkiCo music makers to write and produce an original song, and an employee's daughter even laid down a saxophone track for the tune. They called it See You. Jones says the project was therapeutic.
When things get hard, you try to focus on some of the things that you love, and it was a fun project and a way to be together, even though we were both distant. We were together in music.
The song will be available for download on Spotify this week. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Never seen a place like this, my friend. Wind blows straight through the wall.
The Grizzly Creek fire is now over 30,000 acres and 37% contained. CDOT announced yesterday that I-70 has reopened between Glenwood and Gypsum, but traffic was stopped last night as fire crews responded to increased fire activity west of Bear Ranch, and a Type 1 helicopter pulled water from the river. As of this morning, I-70 is back open. Yesterday, crews also responded to reports of a new fire start in the Cottonwood Pass area, but officials said they did not find smoke and returned. As of this morning, no new evacuation orders have been announced since yesterday. The Aspen Public School District is starting remote learning tomorrow for most of its students. Kids in the Roaring Fork Valley District will continue doing their schoolwork from home until at least September 21st. As schools consider how things will look this fall, Governor Jared Polis is asking families to be vigilant, especially if they think their child may have COVID-19.
So if your child has symptoms, consult your doctor, get tested if it's needed. Tests are free, quick, and easy. If you don't do that, that a small irresponsible act of sending a kid with a runny nose to school might lead to your whole school closing.
Polis is also urging parents to be patient with teachers and administrators. This is Aspen Public Radio News.